awkward just saying your name at all.
Yeah. How often do you say your own name?
I mean, I usually repeat it over and over again as I'm going to bed.
Welcome to Inca Podcast, Play a Podcast. I don't know what episode this is. Is this episode 4?
Oh my god, I think this might be 4.
Are we content creators?
I was trying to pluralize content.
Content creators?
Yeah, we are content creators.
You actually can't call it content unless it comes from a specific region in France.
We are podcasters. We are...
Radio's host.
Radio's host!
Nailed it.
That's the one.
So, we wanted to talk about this week the environment that we find ourselves in whenever we go to like a local tournament, maybe a set championship or a DLC. Just kind of the overall vibe that we feel whenever we go to a tournament. So, we all know that we're playing a Disney card game, right? That's a given at this point, right?
Yeah, I think we understand.
I don't know if people disassociate as much as I do. I don't know if this is a common thing, but just when it comes to a Disney trading card game, I think that there is a disconnect in the flavor of the card game versus the vibe at the card game tournaments, which I think is it's probably neither a good or a bad thing. But if it was going to be one, I think it can only be a bad thing, if that makes sense.
So, in general, I believe that the Lorcana crowd has been very welcoming. You know, both of us experienced a little bit of imposter syndrome and feeling that everybody in the group that goes to our locals were like buddy and ignoring us. That went away for me. I don't know about you. I love all those guys.
No, I'm pretty sure they all hate me.
I mean, that might be true. I said I like those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like them too. I just think that they all very much dislike me and are pretending whenever I'm around.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, yep. I mean,
so hi everybody from our local community.
Yeah, hello. However, and the reason that I did add this to our list of topics, I have heard some things that I don't like that made me feel gross and made me like think back a lot to my first games and kind of feel real bad all over again. Going to a store that we hadn't gone to before, there was a newer player playing, and they did not do well, and they ended up leaving after the tournament, but like before everybody else had left. And some of the players were talking after the games, and they referred to this new player as the bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it was an easy game for you. Do we need to be so negative to this person who's clearly new to the game and is just trying? I know they weren't there, but
yeah,
couldn't we have just said, oh yeah, I was playing that new person?
No, that's true. And I think that's a really good point. I have been guilty of this, and it really took you pointing it out, because I could tell your reaction immediately, and we talked about it afterwards, and it made me think back, and I'm definitely guilty of this. Maybe not explicitly, but you know, there have been some tournaments where I'm like, oh cool, I have a really easy round one, and I do feel a little gross about that. Like, I feel a little gross about thinking those things, because, I mean, I think the difference is that I didn't say it aloud.
Yes.
And, like, I'm not trying to put anybody down. You're going to be able to identify who the new players are, and if you are not a new player, then you're probably going to have an advantage over that person.
Yeah.
And I think it's fine to be excited about that when there's, you know, prize money on the line. Oh,
absolutely. And there are differences in player levels. That is always going to be the case. And there's no reason, like, I lost my first two games, I'm in the loser's bracket. These games should be easier for me now. You know, like, yeah. Like, all of that logic is totally fine. And I'm not trying to make you feel bad about times you've thought these sorts of things. This situation in particular, it was also that, you know, I think there were like 8 to 10 people playing that night, and there were like 4 mm-hmm. people having this conversation. It felt like it was so many of the people playing, like percentage wise, that we're talking about this person in this negative light, but passively, you know, like I almost yeah. feel like if it had been mean, it would have been better, but it was like just writing them off.
It was, it's actually worse to be dismissive of a person.
Yeah.
Than it is to be like mean to their face sometimes.
Yeah. So that, I don't know where to go with that at all. It was
sure. What's the call to action that we have? Like
in general, like I've said, I believe Lorcana has been a very welcoming environment. I guess I just think there could be a little more humility, maybe. I don't know.
Humility is a big point. You know, if we're getting deep, I think our topics that we're gonna get to do go deep. But I know, because you've told me that you have had, let's call it, strained interactions with some opponents in the past, right?
Yes.
And it's very much the same attitude that you witnessed that night. And yes. That's probably why, not to psychoanalyze, but that's probably why you had such a big reaction to it.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I was saying, was that it made me think back to
my
games. Yeah. And I'm thinking, are these the conversations people were having about me after I left? Well, so at this point, you know, I always wonder if I am kind of blowing it up, right? But the ick that it gave me makes me feel like I'm not exaggerating, because we had just gotten done playing a game and he said, you know, oh, good job, Amy. You know, you're getting much better. If you weren't getting better, then I would say that you should just quit. But you are getting better.
Jesus Christ. I forgot that that's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, because it started condescending and then it just got
worse.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, gee, somehow. Thanks. I'm glad you think I should continue playing. Your approval means everything to me. But I think I just went, picked up my cards and left, because we were done and I didn't need to talk to him anymore.
Yeah. Why do people say things? Why do people talk?
Yeah.
Why is this a thing? Like, why? I don't know. One of the things that I really like about Lorcana is also one of the things that I really dislike about Lorcana, is that I think a lot of our community vibes were not naturally created, but they were created by the vibes that other card games had. And when players came to Lorcana from other card games, everybody brought a piece of that vibe. So, you know, when I started playing, when the first set came out, and it was familiar because I came from Magic, there were a lot of Magic players there that night. And then as I started going to tournaments and engaging with the local community, I was like, oh, that's so cool. This guy came from Pokemon. This guy came from Yu-Gi-Oh. This guy came from, you know, a different card game, and this one, you know, whatever. And I thought that was so cool, because it was like all of these players from different card games are all getting together, and we're all, you know, breaking off from the primary game that we had been playing, and we're forming our own. And I think that's really cool. But I also think that some of the bad habits that the other card games have started sort of presenting themselves in Lorcana. So One thing that I noticed from my years of playing Magic is girls don't play Magic. Obviously, that's an over-exaggeration.
Well, sure.
But I will let you, I will give you an anecdote. When I was in college, in my college town, we had a really big Magic community. I would go to Pro Tour qualifiers at my local store, and they would tape over the women's restroom sign with another men's restroom sign.
Yeah, I mean...
Because they're just like, we need the extra... No one's going to be using this one.
If they're not there, yeah.
You know? So, I mean, like, I don't want to judge. I don't want to, you know... But it's clearly a thing. And I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Is the same way. I think Pokemon probably has the more balanced ratio, but I still don't think that there's at all an equal representation of men and women at these tournaments. Lorcana, I think, has the potential, and from what you and I have seen, there's a bunch of girls that play.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think it has the potential to have the closest to even ratio of any of the card games because of that subject matter. But that's just kind of the hook, right? And then it's get into the fact that it's also kind of anti-bait for weird men. And they're just like, what do you mean? Disney card game? Like, whatever. don't play. that's cool. Like, anyway, my question is, do you think being a woman impacted or, you know, has caused some of these issues that you have had with certain opponents?
I think absolutely that the most notable issue that I've had is probably partially misogyny. And honestly,
yeah, I'm like super not surprised by that answer, by the way.
Yeah. For the most part, I don't think that's been an issue at all. I think that people have certainly pointed it out. Hey, girl! but...
God, guys, be cool. Jesus.
Exactly. But it mostly has not been a problem. I do think that when there is a problem, it's usually about misogyny. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna say a hot take, and if we need to cut it, we need to cut it. That isn't going to go away until those people do.
Oh.
And I'm not talking about the women. Although I guess that would make the problem go away.
Good thing you walked that back fast.
Anyway, no. I don't think this issue is gonna go away until the misogynists go away.
Yeah. No, it's so deeply ingrained. They aren't taking anything away from, again, this biggest issue that I've had. I then recently beat this person. And there was no congratulations, really, or like
right.
Like any yeah. sort of acknowledgement that I played well or anything, which I don't need that from anybody, but the way our conversations had gone before he has a history of speaking to how well I have played.
I mean, I don't want to advocate for the devil here, but kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. You're kind of backing him into a corner right now.
I don't think so. I'm saying,
like, how dare he tell me that I was doing well? And then it was... And then he didn't even tell me that I did well when I beat. No, I know what you mean.
I'm saying have some freaking consistency, at the very least.
That's true. Say one or the other. Like either condescendingly tell me how well you think I'm doing, At all times.
No.
You know, when I lose to you and when I beat you, or don't say anything at all.
Just GG and get out of here, okay? Like, I don't need any sort of
Amy, you're feedback. A real gamer. Mom would be so proud.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Yeah.
No. Yeah,
I'll just say, it's hard for me to comment because, like, unfortunately, this is how this sort of stuff is perpetuated, right? Because, I mean, famous last words, well, that guy has never been mean to me.
Oh, right.
You know? And it's just like, yeah, that doesn't mean anything, you know, like that means nothing because you are not the same person, you know, like you're two different people with two different circumstances. And so here's my thing. And we're getting very close to the paradox of tolerance where we want to be this accepting community. We want to be welcoming to everybody. We want to make sure that everybody's having a good time. But that means that sometimes we are encouraging people to play that are not creating a welcome environment. Those people should leave. Those people should not be welcome in the community. And, you know, good riddance. That's my hot take. I think that they don't belong in the community if they are not going to be creating a welcome environment for everybody else. Like,
well, and I think that's I think it's not easy to just say you're not welcome here, and I don't really think that anybody should say that. But I think that the reception to these people who make other people uncomfortable can eventually take care of itself. You know, this person was somebody who I would talk to every time I saw him. Until he pushed the wrong buttons just a few too many times. And without having to say anything to him, he knows I don't really want to talk to him anymore.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know that I necessarily mean we need to actively push people out of the community.
No, I'm just saying, like we can't just ignore the bad way that they act, you know? It's kind of a treat people how you want to be treated, you know?
Sure.
And, you know, you don't need to interact with the people who don't treat you the way you want to be treated.
You know, I have obviously not experienced that to the same extent that you have, but in my earlier Magic days, I did have almost exactly the same situation come up. A guy in my local community beat me, and this is at a Grand Prix. everybody from my city traveled out to the Grand Prix. We got paired up round 3, which was obnoxious. Like, what are the odds? There's 1,000 plus people there. And he beat me. And then afterwards, you know, we're in between rounds. He comes up to me and he's like, hey, good games, man. I'm like, yeah, good games. And he was just like, let me tell you, you have gotten so much better over the years. Mm. And I was like, shut up. Get the hell out of here. What do you... Ew. Like, what a... And so, I'm so much more... I don't know, like, you talk about how we had imposter syndrome when we first got there. I'm confident enough as a player now that I wish somebody would say something like that to me, because I would just respond with, what a weird thing to say. Why would you comment like that? You know, like, it's kind of like, it's the old trick where it's like, if somebody who's racist tells you a racist joke, and you retort back with, I don't understand. Why is that funny? Like, what's the joke?
Sure.
And then, like, you have to get them to explain themselves, but the point of the racist joke is that it was, like, an if-you-know-you-know type of situation, and they don't want to say it aloud. If somebody tried to do that, like, what, you know, if somebody tried to talk down to me, I would really want to make them feel uncomfortable. And I think that that's what I mean by, like, you can't create a welcoming environment for the people who would also make the environment unwelcome, which is a paradox, but is kind of, I mean, you just kind of, I don't know, you just kind of have to, I feel like our local community has done it well enough, but you have, I don't know about the Lorcana community at large. And to its credit, I have not heard of a lot of scandals involving sexism.
Yeah.
I'm sure they exist, but at least not, there might be some circles that, you know of, oh, this guy made a really sexist comment to me, and I just don't know about them. But if we just don't allow that, you know, if we just confront it, which is easier said than done, but, you know, if we confront it when it happens, then I think that those people are either going to shape up or they're going to ship out. And I think that that's good for the game, even if we lose players as a result.
Yeah. But you're right, it is easier said than done. I certainly didn't actually say anything.
Yeah, and that wasn't an indictment on you. Like, you're not required to say anything. Nobody's ever required to say anything. I think the biggest thing that you can do, you in the general sense, you as in the listeners, stick up for people.
Yep.
Like I wasn't there when he said that thing to you, you know, like when he was like talking down. I don't know that I was like physically around for that. Was I? I don't think I was.
No. Cause I mean, I told you like immediately after, but.
Oh, okay. But, I was probably still playing. Or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. It was in, yeah, we were in a round and, I guess what I think is that people just need to be more aware of the things that they're saying, like in general. You know, that's the newbie being the bi, and that's, you know, people talking to people like me who are at that point still getting my legs under me, you know, and just
yeah, no, I agree. I think people need to think before they talk, which is such a simple concept that not a lot of people understand or are good at. And just no, I mean, like, just think about things before you say them. Think about how your audience is going to interpret the things that you say.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's even like letting the losing player kind of set the tone of what's being said afterward.
That's actually a really good point. Like, there are discussions on sportsmanship that I've seen where it's like, is it good sportsmanship for the winning player to offer the handshake?
Interesting.
And I don't really know where I fall on this, but it definitely is way more awkward when the winning player offers the handshake, because the winning player is not the one who concedes.
Right.
You know, so it's very much the losing player offers the handshake. It's like, okay. And then the winning player accepts the handshake as proxy for accepting the concession. So that can totally be extended. I know that when I have been in a match and I annihilate the other person, I don't say anything until they have said something to me.
Right. Yeah.
Like, and that is what you were referring to by setting the tone. if I just annihilated my opponent because they had a bad draw, because they couldn't get anything, because I just had answers to everything, whatever the reason is, you know, like, it was not a well-fought match. It was a very lopsided affair that we just had. I'm not itching to be like, oh man, I had you, you know, like, yeah, man, that was crazy how I just had every answer. Those people are obnoxious. Mm-hmm. Don't be those people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, instead you hear the, man, I just could not draw anything for the life of me. And then,
yeah.
And then you're like, for real, man, your draws were cruel, you know, like,
yeah.
Like, then
commiserate with them.
Yeah. Or I've said, when they've been like, yeah, I had the worst opening hand and then I couldn't get anywhere. I've said, yeah, and it didn't help that I got what I needed. So the game was stacked against you, man.
Yeah.
Like,
let them wallow.
Yeah.
Let them wallow in it because they had some bad beats. It's the same thing. Just, that is so concise. I really like that. Let the loser set the tone. And I think that is a good place to stop for the day. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we've covered it for the day.
Awesome. So I'm going to figure out what our social media handles are and everything, because they change depending on the site and I can never remember which one is which. So while I am doing that, Amy, you told me in private, in confidence, that you actually looked up to cheaters in a way, because they're doing everything that they can to win. Did you want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, every single time I try to cheat, I just like drop all of my cards, and you know, they're so much better at it than me. Does it help me that I drop all my cards?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I get to leave one of them on the floor underneath my foot that I don't want right now, you know?
Right. Save it for later.
Save that one for later when I drop my cards again.
Oh, that's clever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so.
We should stop doing this segment. We're going to give people ideas.
I know. That actually was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Somebody's listening to that and be like, oh, that's a really good idea. I could stash it there ahead of time.
Yikes.
Yeah, this segment is terrible.
Yeah, this is a bad one.
You can find us on YouTube at Inca Podcast. We're on Twitter and the socials at Inca Podcast. On Instagram, we're at Inca Podcast. Play a podcast, because there's another account that's Inca Podcast. Unfortunately, we're also at incapodcast.com. You can find stuff there. We got a lot of big plans for that website, but for now you can find, you know, all the social media links if you don't want to search for it on the social media site. You also can find our email address if you want to get in touch. Wherever you are listening to this, I'm sure it has a comment section. Leave us a comment, like, guys, we would love to read comments.
Oh my gosh.
We are recording all of these episodes in advance. We have not put any out yet, but
what?
Yeah, no one's listening right now.
Oh my god!
I told you. We're just
live.
Talking to ourselves. Although, hey, might have a live show coming up. But when we finally do start publishing these episodes, we would love to read comments that you leave. And as long as they're not mean.
Yep, nice comments.
They can be critical. Nice comments only. Praising comments only. No, like, they can be critical. You could give us ideas. You could give us critiques.
Yeah, you can give Matt critiques.
send Amy critiques to our email so that they're not public. We don't want to hurt her feelings.
I'm not
our
delicate.
Our email inbox is... Our email inbox is just going to be criticisms of you.
Oh, no.
And our public comments are just going to be criticisms of me.
Well.
Oh, that's terrible.
You asked for it.
I literally, literally did. And as always, we're gonna sing you out with our sing together segment. This is a special one. So I'll give us a countdown. We got 3, 2, 1.